Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the voice of St. Louis, KMOX. My name is Bo Matthews, and welcome. As we continue this afternoon for the next couple of hours, you and I want to thank Tony Colombo for a great last hour of Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. Now, we're going to kick off this hour with a list of headlines that you might have missed or you may have not heard of and want to find out more. We're actually going to parlay it from Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors with just a little bit more deer hunting information anyway, that the hunter's harvest was less during opening weekend of the Missouri fall firearm season. Now, before I give you the numbers, I will tell you that this is the weekend currently, the very first weekend of firearm season in Illinois. So good luck to the hunters and the hunter widows out there. But in Missouri, hunters have harvested over 88,000 deer opening weekend, which was last weekend, for the fall firearm season. The Missouri Department of Conservation says that, almost 89,000, 88,843 deer were harvested. The top Missouri counties for deer harvest last weekend were Franklin, Texas County, and Callaway County. So congratulations to all the deer hunters, and good luck, shoot straight this weekend. That is headline number one in our St. Louis 7 that we're going to give you this afternoon. Another headline that I found was interesting. Uno has removed, Uno the card game, has removed red and blue cards to keep Thanksgiving politics free. If after the big meal your family likes to sit down and play a card game, well, Uno says they don't want to get in the middle of politics. So they have changed it just in time for Thanksgiving. Usually, primary colored card game Uno has been recast without the red and without the blue, and they have, which has traditionally represented the colors of the Republican and Democratic parties, respectively. Their classic red packaging is now purple. It's out the window. And the two missing cards have been replaced with purple and orange versions as well. I thought you would like to know that. Another headline you might have missed or haven't heard about, Cul-de-sac is a company, the world's first post-car real estate developer, they call themselves Cul-de-sac, announced that the company has plans to build the country's first car-free neighborhood from scratch in Tempe, Arizona. Residents will not have private cars or parking, although the neighborhood will accommodate parking for visitors and car-based modes of transportation such as ride-sharing, think Uber or Lyft, right? So that's how they're going to accommodate that. Another headline for you, Topgolf. You love to golf? Well, the Topgolf Entertainment Group is interested in bringing a second location of the high-tech driving ranges to the St. Louis area. They actually sent a message over to KMOX this week. They said, we are very interested in bringing Topgolf to more of the St. Louis area. And when we have more information to share, we will be in touch. So if you're a golfer and you've been out to Topgolf and you want more, you can't get enough, well, cross your fingers. You might want to ask Santa Claus for more Topgolf in the St. Louis area. Another interesting headline. This is just in time for Thanksgiving. We have a recipe on how to turn White Castles into stuffing for Thanksgiving. They say it's fantastic. My buddy Trish Gazelle actually found the story and says if you're feeling extra lazy this Thanksgiving weekend, well, just head to White Castle, buy a bunch of sliders, and turn them into stuffing. And it's something that you can really do. I've heard this, actually, over the years, never have done it. But the only thing you have to add besides about a dozen White Castle sliders is some celery, some thyme, as in T-H-Y-M-E, ground sage, black pepper, and chicken broth. And that's it. And it's really easy to do. And I hear it's delicious. Maybe Trish Gazelle will bring it to the Thanksgiving potluck this coming week. I don't know. I can only hope. But you might want to try that, the recipe. Just Google how to turn White Castles into stuffing for Thanksgiving, and you will be off to the races. It's a big week, a really big week for movies as we get closer and closer to the holiday weekend. Tom Hanks has the new movie out, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It looks just so sweet. And this guy can play anybody. I mean, he did a great job as Sully. Of course, in the movie Castaway. I just saw that recently again. I love that movie. I don't know why. Probably because I love shows like Survivor and Naked and Afraid. Well, that was just really cool to see that again. Well, here's some interesting news about Tom Hanks. You know how they say, you know, he's got to get into character. You got to do certain things. Well, Tom Hanks definitely took that to next level category. He actually is related to Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers. He is related like sixth cousins is what they found out. And maybe it's an advertisement for Ancestry.com. I don't know. But that's how they found out that Tom Hanks is seriously related to Mr. Rogers. And that's who he plays and portrays in the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which I haven't seen the movie, but I predict it'll be number one this weekend. That just looks like a sweet movie. I think it was back in the winter last year that I actually saw the previews for that at the movie theater. I thought, they're going to do a movie about Fred Rogers. I think that's perfect. Another headline that I don't want you to miss out on this holiday season. The Wreaths Across America campaign is on right now. Wreaths Across America at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. Their goal is to have 50,000 wreaths, and they're asking you to help us honor the brave men and women who are buried at Jefferson Barracks. $15 is the cost per wreath, and they do grave-specific requests as well. If you have loved ones there, this will be a great opportunity, and they will even place it for you out there if you are not able to come out on December 14th. They believe that this community can come together no matter where you are, where you're hearing this. Please go to wreathsacrossamerica.org and make sure you make a donation if you have the means to do that for decorating Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. My name is Bo Matthews, at your service. We continue with a big show, and we hope to enlighten you and entertain you in the next couple of hours here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Don't go anywhere.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Welcome back to the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. My name is Bo Matthews. And, you know, as I'm getting more comfortable here at KMOX, my new radio home, it has been interesting because basically they said just talk about anything you want to. Well, this is a point of contention, and this is why I'm talking about it. There are differences between men and women. We all know it. There was a very famous book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Well, the headline that I read was from Ladders.com, theladders.com. Women are now losing the war over thermostats in their homes, too. And it's happened even at my house. Now, I'm a big guy, right? I heat with firewood. And my wife likes the house warm enough to melt the peanut butter in the cabinets. I am serious. She's a little bitty thing, and she likes in the middle of winter, if that fire ain't roaring, I don't know. But so they did a study, and of course, it's always been a point of contention, but it seems like after they've done this study that it usually starts an argument. It's too cold. It's too hot. It's one or the other. But it usually ends up in a stalemate, which is really kind of sad because we should all get along. But I want to make my wife happy. If she wants it warmer, I'll sweat my butt off. I don't care. But they do have real data on this. A woman might construe as a conflict that what a man might construe as a compromise when it comes to temperatures. That's what Mr. Sintoff says in the Ladders.com article that I found. And it's true. We are so different in a lot of ways. Now, my wife says, you know, I'm getting close to that age where, you know, I'm actually going to be the heat stone. And I'm like, well, okay, whatever you want. Just tell me the temperature you want. Generally, we have the thermostat of our regular HVAC system at 70. And unless, you know, getting out of the shower, you might want to bump it up to 72, 74. But my aunt and uncle, they travel. They go to Las Vegas all the time. They're actually down in Biloxi, Mississippi right now. They came through last week, and temperature came up. Even before I saw this article, temperature came up in conversation. And so I had to get them on the phone. From Biloxi, my Aunt Kathy and my Uncle Hannah, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am. Hey, Butchie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Butchie's the childhood nickname I had. By the way, Aunt Kathy, you are in Biloxi where it's nice and warm and beautiful, right?
Absolutely. I'm looking out at this beautiful marina. It's just amazing.
So we're talking about women are losing the fight against the thermostat. And you, living in Minnesota with your husband of almost 50 years now, what do you guys set your thermostat on in the house?
You know, Hannah would be proud to admit that it's 62, but I am embarrassed. It is 62 all winter long, no matter how cold it is outside.
Do you have an electric blanket?
Oh, boy. I have a quilt. I have flannel, nightgowns. I have socks. I'm covered, baby.
You did not. Yeah, but you did not mention electric blanket. So guess what? I think I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Okay. That costs money, my friend.
So, a fixed income, you're, you know, trying to get into retirement. But Hannah's right there, your husband of 50 years, who grew up in Egypt, of all places. Hannah, why not have it on 85 degrees in the house in the wintertime?
Well, Butchie, here's the story, buddy. You set it on 62, you save a lot of money, and like they say, healthy wallet.
No. What they say is happy wife, happy life.
Well, in this case, I think a healthy wallet comes first, Butchie.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you spent the money on the thermostat and had the heat up to comfortably, we keep it here at 72, 74 maybe, would you forego trips to Biloxi or to Vegas just to afford the heat? Or would you rather do the 62 degrees?
Well, you know, it goes back to, again to the money that goes for the heat, that means money for blackjack tables.
Kathy, you must agree with this in some level.
I do, but when it's 12 below with a wind chill of 50 below, it's hard to think about a place that like I'm looking at right now. You know, it's difficult.
Oh boy! So I guess when you walk in the house from those super cold temperatures, 62 probably feels pretty warm.
Yeah, for about a minute and a half.
Okay, I love you guys, and I will see you on your trip back to the frigid North Minnesota weather, because it's waiting for you, you know.
All right. Love you, Butchie.
Love you, too. See you, Hannah.
Hey, it's been a pleasure to be on your show, Butch. We're very proud of you.
Thank you very much, Hannah. Be safe. Love you, too. See, really, happy wife, happy life. This is not a chauvinistic statement. It's just that my uncle needs to learn that. And you would think that a guy that, you know, grew up in Cairo, Egypt, he would probably want the temperature up. But it's a cost-effective thing as well, cost-savings thing. So the other thing, this article is about women losing the war on the thermostat at home. The first time I was in this building where KMOX is, I meet legendary radio royalty, and her name is Rose Dalton. If you remember Radio Rich Dalton, this is the daughter. Welcome into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
You are such a joy to talk to. Our first conversation was fantastic.
Yes.
And then I find out, my goodness, you are the daughter of. But I also noticed you had a blanket on, as you do right this second.
Yes, yes, I do.
What is going on? Is it just your section of the building?
It depends. I think there's different ventilation situations happening throughout the entire building. So over in the sales department, it can be a little blustery.
Because it's a whole floor we're on here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But there's 17 different whatever
sections,
temperature thermostats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So you never know what you're going to get.
In businesses, a lot of times they're under lock and key. Like, you can't get into them. Is that the way it is in this building? I haven't noticed.
Yeah, I believe so. I think I said earlier that I kept getting in trouble for leaving the windows open by my old cube for fresh air and got in trouble for it. And I was like, because I think I was single-handedly messing up the entire HVAC system in this entire building.
Well,
you know,
thanks
all 22 floors. You're welcome.
But you got scolded, right?
I did, several
and you,
times.
Did they move you, or did you solve the problem by shutting the window?
I actually had to move. Not because of that issue, but that solved the problem for us because I had to move to the other section. Now I don't have a window. I have a giant intake vent. It's bizarre.
Okay. So Trish Gazelle, also one that she actually walks around.
Always.
When she's on 102.5 KZK, I thought it was only because the Christmas music was already on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. In the dead of summer, when I first came into the building, she was wearing a Snuggie then.
Leopard print, most likely.
I think you're right. I think it's
some animal print. Ooh, did it?
It has, well, she says.
Did it have sleeves?
I didn't check.
I wanted a Snuggie. Those look amazing.
What was the hack job? It was the Slanket. Remember that thing? That was the off-brand.
What? Yeah. Slanket.
Yeah. So I had hoodies made for a big charity poker bash that I do every year. And my wife, we had them up to 5XL because all size
What's
people.
A slank? Wait, is this a Slanket you're talking about?
It's a regular hoodie, but it was a 5XL. So I got it for my wife, and she uses it as a Slanket.
Smart.
And no upcharge for those larger sizes. We will be talking about that poker game coming up next year. So do you know people that have space heaters in this building as you're walking around with your blanket?
Actually, there's people that would like to have space heaters, but have been told not to because they'll blow up the entire voltage.
And KMOX would shut down.
Exactly. But I do know someone that has a fan underneath their desk. Okay. People have commented about that, like it's just blowing air right. But no space heaters. Like I said, I don't think we're allowed to.
Well, the data says that women are losing the thermostat war. We're not talking about at work, but at home. Are you losing that war at home as well?
No. I win that battle every single time.
Good for you. Good for you.
I control the thermostat.
Wow.
Full control.
She wears the blanket.
Full autonomy.
She wears the blanket in her house.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
You know, you talk about fans, though. I'm one of those people. My sister, my dad, all have to have a fan blowing on them. Doesn't matter if it's dead of winter or in the summertime. I have to sleep with a fan blowing on me. Are you like that too?
Yeah, I don't like it blowing on me, but I like the noise. Yeah. So I'll just point it in the other direction and just listen to the
white noise.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, sometimes when I can't fall asleep, this is maybe too much information, but when I can't fall asleep, I'll close my eyes. That wind is blowing on me from the fan, and I'll picture myself like skydiving, which I've never done. But you know,
and that makes you fall asleep.
It does. Oh, it just drifts right off. Yeah.
You've never skydove before?
Never. No. No. I wouldn't do it.
You'll fall asleep.
Obviously. Yeah, no
the crash
kidding.
Would be...
Forgot to pull the cord. I fell asleep.
Oops.
So, as I mentioned, as we introduced you, you are in the bloodlines of radio royalty. Can I ask how your dad is doing? Radio Rich
he's
Dalton.
He's doing really well. He voice tracks for several radio stations in the country, like good one in Colorado, and there's a couple smaller ones in Missouri, all from the comforts of his home.
What a legendary broadcaster. I just love his delivery.
And I actually, like, I still, all the time, I call him and say, let's go out to eat, let's hang out, like, just because I just want to hang out with him. I want him to tell me stories, and every single time, there's always something new that pops up.
That's great.
And it's the best.
I've never met him. I have no idea what he looks like. Couldn't pick him out of a crowd.
He looks like me, only a little taller and with a beard.
Oh, wow. Okay, hold on. Okay, I get it. Yeah, okay.
See?
No, I'm a huge fan. Listened to him for years, and I was just amazed because he was so unique in his delivery. He was not your typical disc jockey. And I'm sure that there's YouTube videos or something out there with him on it. But if you don't know Radio Rich Dalton, hats off to a legendary man. And and Rose Dalton, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you. This was fun.
All right. If you do suffer from freezing your butt off because you're losing the thermostat war, we're going to warm you up with a little talk about hot tubs and that 104-degree temperature. Ooh, it feels so good. Coming up on At Your Service on KMOX. This is Bo Matthews. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX. My name is Bo Matthews, at your service. Hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. Maybe you're out crazy shopping and all it's nuts. I want you to calm down and relax. And the best way that I know how to do that is to get in my hot tub. I've been a hot tub guy and a hot tub owner for about 6 years. Yeah, about 6 years. I'm going to tell you something. It changed my life in a mental state, and I think a healthy state as well. And so I wanted to share this little bit of information because I literally, like this morning, 5:30, I'm in my hot tub. If I wake up, I'm in my hot tub waiting for the coffee to be made. And I call it my thought tub because I do some good thinking. Now, Dave Woldridge of Two Men and a Spa Dolly, you may chuckle at me when I say that, but it is a great place to enjoy. And by the way, you might have been hearing the advertisements on KMOX about their huge sale, which goes through Small Business Saturday. Dave Woldridge and Sean Turgrood is from CalSpas, the company, to talk about specifically the therapeutic benefits. Welcome to KMOX.
Thanks, Bo. Thanks for having us.
Excited to be here, Bo. Thanks.
You don't laugh at me when I call it a thought tub.
It's a thought tub. Keep the phone in house, though.
Yeah, right. You don't want to drop it in there unless you have one of these fancy ones.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of sitting in a hot tub. When I sit in it with my wife, that's really, she's got a busy day. We have busy days, and we kind of actually just go back and forth and bounce stuff off of each other, and I don't have anybody bothering me. It's just her and I in a hot tub, and it's relaxing, and it actually helps clear your mind to think and process things better.
It really does. There's things that you come up with. Like, the craziest thing that's been happening to me lately is if I get in the middle, like, before I go to bed, I usually jump in for 10 or 15 minutes, and I sleep like a baby. But I've been watching the sky, right? And there are shooting stars like crazy I've been seeing at, you know, the nighttime thought tub sessions. And some people might be thinking, oh, that's sexy, hot tub. No, this is about relaxation. Let's change your attitude about this, because it does really help, and on some health benefits as well.
Yeah, there's we could name off a ton of benefits, but there's about 5 to 10 that are really the most beneficial. Just the stress relief of, you know, being able to clear your mind, get a good night's sleep, wake up in the morning ready to go. I'll kind of give Sean a lead on this, because he's been in the business for 30 plus years, and he really knows not only the hot tub, the way it works and what it does for people, but the health benefits. He's done some extensive research on it.
Yeah, Sean, what is it about over 100 degree temperature? What is that doing for you?
So when you take your body temperature 2 to 3 degrees over your regular body temperature, it actually opens the capillaries in your blood cells, which allows and makes flow go easier. So it actually helps with blood pressure.
Blood pressure and circulation?
Circulation.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, detoxing your body. When you're in the hot tub, you're actually sweating underwater. And it's actually been proven to be like better than exercise. It's less hard on your body.
I'm selling my gym membership. I'm done. No, I'm just kidding you.
Yeah, there have been clinical studies that have been done by the Mayo Clinic about hot tub use, daily hot tub use, and feeling well. Like you said, you feel better.
Yeah, I just
do. But you can't deny the fact of being outside, being underneath the stars, having a meaningful conversation with a loved one. Just enjoying the hot tub. As the snow's falling, you're in that hot water.
We call it snow
tub. It's an awesome time, and it's an awesome place to be in that backyard, your private retreat.
This is my recommendation, because a friend of mine recently bought a hot tub, and he says, oh, yeah, we're going to pour the concrete pad in the backyard, and it's going to be great, you know, out in the backyard under the trees. We're really looking forward to it. And I went over to see it after they got it installed. I was like, oh, no, it's like 30 steps from the door. Dude, mine is 3 steps from my door. I mean, literally 3 steps, and I'm in 102-degree temperature. That's what I got to set now.
Yeah, a lot of people that put them out in their backyards as a decoration don't use them.
They'll never use it. If you're listening right now to this and you're thinking, yeah, we haven't been in our hot tub in years, seriously, 2 men in a spa, Dolly, this is what you guys do. You move tubs. I mean, we've talked about moving my tub, not any closer, but to another wall that I was going to put a door. But you know what I'm saying?
We've moved over the years. We've been in business for almost 17 years, and we've moved, delivered, removed, cut up, destroyed, brought back, fixed, took back over 50,000 hot tubs and spas and swim spas. I mean, it's the numbers are mind-boggling.
But do you agree that it needs to be close to a door?
Yeah, I mean, there's people that put them out in a gazebo, and it looks like, you know, it makes the backyard look great.
Yeah.
But the actual usage of it makes it more difficult. I mean, even just having one outside your back door that isn't, you know, where you got to shovel snow or take the snow off the lid, that, you know, that makes it tough. I'm about the same distance, 3 steps, and you know, your neighbors like that better, too.
Yeah, really? And a taller fence, please.
Yes.
But the chemicals, when you use it a lot, you're always up on the chemicals. And, gosh, nowadays it's just so easy to do that part. Yeah. But more about the health benefits. Now, Sean, you've been with CalSpas for a long time.
Yeah, since 1986.
And I really appreciate you coming in to talk, because you're in for the sale to help Dave with his sale. But Dave has shared a story with me that literally blew me away, because I know it feels good when I get in a hot tub. I know that I'm relaxed. But is there medical benefits, which you've already spoken to? Tell me about that lady, Dave, about the one you sold a hot tub to. And Sean's never heard this story.
Right, no. It was actually, we had first signed up with Cal Spas about 2.5 years ago, and we had only been selling refurbished ones. And a husband and a wife came by. Actually, it was our first Cal Spa sale, and she had back problems. And they just came by on a whim, decided to talk to us, and was talking with the service guys, and I started talking to them. And she was getting ready to go in for two serious, expensive back surgeries. And we talked to her about trying a hot tub. And so they actually bought a really nice one, one of the higher-end ones. We delivered it and has confirmed and has actually put it in writing that she doesn't have to get these surgeries anymore. And, I mean, she has been our best advocate for, you know, hot tub sales. And she's great, you know, customer, and with the great brand that Cal Spas have, we haven't had to go back there other than to do maintenance for her. So
story,
the hot tub's working like a champ, and she's happy as anybody.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, steering away from surgery. Heck yeah. Isn't that just amazing?
That's amazing. A lot of people don't even get the opportunity to know what true hydrotherapy is because they always use the temperature of the hot tub at about 97 or 98 degrees. But medically proven that if you get it up to 102 or 103 degrees, 2 to 3 degrees over your body, that it does so many things for you beneficially.
Now, most
sleep
tubs,
better, rest.
Absolutely.
I mean,
most tubs go to 104. Is that the limit?
That's correct.
Okay. So is it okay to go 104? Is it even better for you? If you can tolerate that?
Well, I don't know if it's actually better for you, but it definitely is going to speed up the time that it takes to get to that temperature.
Right.
Where that's going to open up those blood cells, capillaries, and your natural body is going to start to produce white blood cells, which actually using a hot tub every day, you'll get sick less.
And you know what? I haven't been sick in, I've been kind of working from home for the last year and a half. I haven't hung around a lot of sick radio people, Dave Klein. And you were just talking about your kids being sick this week. Oh, no. I'm going to do a triple dose this afternoon. It's amazing. Oh, so we're talking about temperature. The other cool thing is in the summertime, and it's really a short window because I don't like getting into cold water in my tub, but we don't have a pool. Mm-hmm. So in the heat of summer, like July, I'll drop the temperature down to 83 or 84, right. And it's like a little pool. I mean, it's deep enough you can kind of submerge.
It's a good cool off.
It is. And to speak to your business, though, during this big sale you got going on at 2 Minute and a Spa Dolly, the swim spas is also a specialty of the Cal Spas, which that obviously with the exercise has got to just ramp up the benefits from it. And you've got some wet ones, as they call it. They're filled with water.
Right. We got two of them out on our patio that are filled with water with some of the options that we ordered them with to be able to display them. But the biggest key with the swim spa is not only do you get exercise, it's right outside your door.
Maybe, if you get it installed correctly.
Yeah, you can do it right in your own backyard. You can get rid of the gym membership. And it's 12 months out of the year. It's got
it's a
heater in it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to winterize it. You don't have to drain it. You don't have to do all that you do with an in-ground or above-ground pool. So not only the exercise and then the stress relief that you get, some of them are really nice where they have seats in them where you swim and you can get in the seat and relax. And then, you know, it's kind of like a back and forth where you have rest periods in between the swimming. So the swim spas have really hit the market big, and we've sold a handful of them, and we're really proud of Cal Spas' product.
Physical health, mental health, health in general. I'm just a huge advocate. I mean, I'd rather drive an old pickup and be able to afford a hot tub. You know, you spend, you know,
We both do.
Right. No, I know.
All of us, I think. 07 Dodge, go Ryan. 06 Dodge.
03 Chevy Avalanche. I beat you bad. Anything else we want to add in here real quick? Because you did notes, and I'm really proud that you did notes. Anything you want to add before we close it out?
Just one thing that I'd like to say just about Dave and 2 Men in a Spa Dolly. You already know them. And what I mean by that is that they've already delivered your hot tub. They've been delivering hot tubs in the St. Louis area for the last 17 years.
For everybody.
And for every single company that that is out there, they've been delivering hot tubs for. But now they're actually selling the number one brand in the industry, Cal Spas, and we're just happy to have them a part of our business.
And you're allowed to say that because you're wearing the Cal Spas hoodie.
That's correct. I'm also sponsored fisherman by Cal Spas on the FLW tour.
Okay. Get it all in there. Hey, guys, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Have a great holiday. And this is Bo Matthews. The voice of St. Louis is KMOX. We've got more coming up. This is the Voice of St. Louis. My name is Bo Matthews, and this is At Your Service. Hope you are enjoying your weekend. You know, I met a gentleman a week ago, and he and I just hit it off right, and really cool because we started talking about things that kind of creep me out. Todd Wallace of Inbound Blend, digital marketing expert. I invited you in because, I mean, seriously, I was supposed to be where I was at for like 20 minutes.
Right.
It was 45 minutes, and it seemed like it clicked, and you really are a very knowledgeable guy. Thank you. Ironically, Todd, you actually worked at KMOX several years ago.
I did, about 15 years ago, 2005, 2006. I was an account executive here.
Gotcha.
Wonderful time. And, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you, Bo. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, welcome back. Inbound Blend is a digital marketing firm. And you guys do, like a lot of companies are doing, like Entercom. We have this huge digital department, but we got to talking about phones and advertising and things like this. I shared with you the story about my wife and I were literally just having a conversation about she wanted to make a greenhouse out of old farm windows.
Uh-huh.
She's telling me this, right?
Right.
She's not even signed in on Pinterest or any of these other, you know, Etsy show sites. But within 15, 20 minutes, she logs on, and there is literally an ad, not about how to build a greenhouse, but how to build a greenhouse out of old farm windows.
Wow.
So that's why I wanted to ask you, how does these things happen?
So all of them, whether it's Google or Amazon or Facebook, I mean, the main three culprits that we're talking about.
Culprits. Scary.
They all officially have said that they're not doing that, that they're not actually listening, that, you know, Amazon, if it's, you know, you have to ask the wake word of Alexa, or if you're, you know, your iPhone, I don't want to wake up everybody's iPhones, but hi, or hey, you know.
Hey, Siri.
And, but at that point, then they are recording the call and, you know, doing, but otherwise they're on kind of standby mode and they claim to not be using it for those purposes. However, I think what comes into play a lot, and I have an example of this exact thing happening to me yesterday, ironically.
Ooh, good.
I got a new iPad, iPad Pro. You know, it's one of the benefits of being in digital marketing. You get all the new toys. And so I got a brand new iPad Pro, set it up on Tuesday. And with the new iPad, you have to have a different kind of charger as opposed to like the Lightning charger for the
iPhone. That's how they get you.
It's a USB-C.
Okay.
And I did not search for it. I did not say anything verbally to anybody, hey, I need to get this. But I normally carry around a battery back in my backpack.
Right.
I normally carry around a battery backup so that I can recharge my iPad on the go and, you know, or my phone, et cetera.
Okay.
And realizing this was a different kind of charger, I said, oh, shoot, just a normal USB won't work. I need to get a new battery backpack. Backup.
Yeah.
With USB-C. Again, I didn't search for it.
You didn't say that out loud.
The next day, yesterday, I go on Amazon, and there is a suggestion, the very top of the screen, Todd, a suggestion for you. Creeped me out, right, at first. But then here's the reality of what happened is that it's artificial intelligence, that Amazon knew when I set up that other iPad that what kind of device it was coming from, and based upon my purchase history in the past of buying those type of things.
They knew you didn't have it.
They knew that I needed it.
Wow. That is data mining. And again, we want to make sure people understand there's not somebody in their mom's basement with headphones on listening to your conversations. But back up a little bit.
Yeah.
So when I say hello Siri or wake up Siri, does it start recording then? Or is there a...
It does.
Wow. Okay. Did you do your homework?
I did.
You did. Okay. Yeah. So that's just a side question. It was an Edward Snowden interview. I won't even say where I got it, but that was creepy, right?
Absolutely. Okay. And I think the difference with the Edward Snowden, the NSA stuff, is that it's not really an opt-in option, right?
Right.
One of the things that just good to know when we talk about the phone stuff is that in all of your phones, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, if you don't want your phone listening, you can go into the settings and privacy, mm-hmm. and then click microphone, and you can actually see all of the apps that are using your microphone and actually turn them off one by one.
Okay. That's
and
good
so
to know.
That's just a good tip if it's something that you are concerned about in general.
Okay. So the real reason, I mean, there are creepy things that everybody has with their gadgets, these little rectangles we pay a lot of money to hang around, hang on to, that track us, but help us get us home. I just want to put it out there. I truly am trying to use my phone as a tool as opposed to letting it use me as a tool, right? But they're going to get information. But the positives of this, how far would you have had to search to know that you needed a new cord? So it was kind of nice that, you know, Amazon suggested this. They knew this would, you know, it was there. But it's also helpful for business owners. If you're a business owner, you're listening to this conversation, you're like, yeah, I got a garage. I do auto repair in, you know, the back, you know, down the, in this little town. But I don't have an SEO. I don't even know what an SEO is. Tell us what SEO is.
So SEO is search engine optimization.
Okay.
And that is, Google's the one that talk about the most, but there's other, you know, search engines use it, Bing and Yahoo. But basically it's their algorithm for figuring out what's the best content to be on. The best example I get people is think of Google more of like a library than a company.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you go to the librarian, you say, I'm looking for a book on scuba diving in the Bahamas. Then they'll go through and Google looking through, okay, this one has 100 pages of text on that. This one has 500 and also pictures. And this one has 300, but has pictures and maybe an accompanying downloadable app or something. And so it's going to say, this is probably the best resource for you overall. And so it's doing that same thing, but it's across basically the entire internet.
Yeah, and millions of pages on everything you punch in, yeah.
So if you look at it, it's not so much as trying to figure out the thousands of codes of algorithms that Google has and is using, and nobody, and I'd like to say that, you know, we do, nobody really knows everything that is involved.
Right.
But if you understand where they're coming from, you can kind of, and they do give us hints and tips as far as the right direction to go, you can have some good success by basically trying to put out good content that is helpful to people, that is, you know, made for human eyes, and that is consumable and most likely in multiple medias as well.
It just makes things move faster, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It really does. It just, you know, if you want to search for an airline ticket.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably did that weeks ago to travel this coming next weekend for Thanksgiving, which is going to be crazy, and we'll talk about that. But it just helped. It is helpful in a lot of ways. How many times can you not? I couldn't think of Elon Musk's name this morning for the life of me. And I was like, the Tesla builder. I went through the alphabet, ABCD, and I didn't have my phone because I was in my hot tub, which they should come up with a waterproof phone. Oh, they have one, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Dang it, I need to get that. Dear Santa. I couldn't think of, you know, just the simplest thing. It's like, man, if I had my gadget embedded in my wrist, I could just, they have an iWatch, Apple Watch. Uh-huh. See, Dear Santa, I need anyway. So again, you know, Entercom, the company that owns KMOX, has a beautiful digital department. They do a great job, and it's very involved, just like Todd was talking about. Todd, also, if you're a small business that wants to maybe get some help,
absolutely.
Todd Wallace of Inbound Blend Digital Marketing, I really thank you for coming in because, like I said, we just hit it off. And I bet we go get lunch here soon because I just had a blast talking to you.
I would like that. Thank
Good
you.
Good deal. Thanks for joining us on the show on KMOX. And have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you.
All right. Appreciate At Your it. Service continues coming up next on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Hey, it's Bo Matthews on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX, and we are getting into our second hour of the Bo Matthews Show is what they're calling it. I don't know. It sounds like a pretty comfortable place to be, but as we're getting closer and closer to the holiday weekend, it's just so much going on. Can you even believe that we're already here? I mean, the weather's been, like, last week was so beautiful, and I went fishing. River fishing. I haven't gone catch and release fishing ever in my life, and I had an opportunity to do that. You can actually find a great video that I took of that fishing trip at my social media pages at Facebook for sure, Bo Matthews, BOMATTHEWS. Find me there to check that out. And, you know, it's ironic. We are going to be talking to a meteorologist coming up this hour, but it's not going to be about the weather. No, we're going to talk to Chester Lampkin from Today in St. Louis on News Channel 5. You might see him every morning. He is going to be a guest because I found this article about meteorologists, and I don't want to call it abuse, but people always talk to him about the weather, and I've known meteorologists in the past, And they're like, yeah, people always say, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? You know, stuff like that. Well, we're going to find out what Chester Lampkin's experience is. And the thing is I know people to get people on this show. I'm very lucky to have producer Dave Klein, and he actually is friends, former co-workers with Chester Lampkin.
Crazy how far back we go.
I mean, like, how far would you say?
Oh, years. I mean, we worked together at the Gateway Arch for so many years. He was a park ranger for the National Park Service. I actually worked as a tour guide employed by Metro. So he would be kind of the guy that would, you know, give you the background of the park service and all the landscape. And I was just the guy giving you the history of the arch. And we got to work together at the top of the arch sometimes. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
So did he
Super
have,
nice guy.
Did he have a Smokey the Bear hat?
He did, yeah. I was always very jealous of that. I always wanted one of those.
Well, they can't give you that because no. If you got to get in the little bubble to go up the leg of the arch, you probably wouldn't fit.
Oh, exactly, yeah. And you know, with his job came a lot more responsibility. So, I you know, he did a lot.
But the pressure. Let me dig a little bit on this.
Sure.
It just blew me away when you texted me the other night and said, oh, yeah, I worked with him at the arch. I was like, you built the arch? No, you didn't build the arch. But, I mean, how long did you do it?
I was there, let's see, from the time I was a sophomore in high school, which was 2000, 2001. And I was there until about midway through college. So I was there for about 7 years.
I've been to the arch, and you might have given me the tour. I don't know, but I've been to other national parks, and it is so impressive because it seems like the people are so passionate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very.
And what was it? A school opportunity to get this job, or did you just?
Actually, my best friend's brother worked there for years, and you know, my parents were the type of people that basically said, "Hey, when you're turning 16, you're getting a job."
Absolutely.
So I thought, well, this guy. You know, my best friend's brother, he's got an in, so we're going to work there. And it worked, and it worked for many years, obviously. The irony of all this, though, Bo, is that I had to work at the top of the arch several times. I'm terrified of heights.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that took some getting used to,
and just kind of
lying to people, and they say, you know, well, can you work in tight spaces and work in very, I guess, high altitudes, for lack of a better term?
I said,
yeah, I can do that. So I kind of had to lie to get
course.
The job.
Of course, you're going to say, sure, I'll do that. Like
after
when
a while, yeah, but after a while, you get used to it. But at first, it was very intimidating.
So, yeah, you're right. It's been many years since I've been up in the arch, but there are guides at the very top.
There are.
That are just waiting for the next car to come, right?
Yes. So that's kind of what I did. I was just the guy that would, you know, tell you, hey, welcome to the top of the arch, you know, make your way up to the center so that people can make their way through the stairs. And then I was also the guy that kind of helped you get back into the tram cars too. Yeah.
Okay. This is radio. People don't know what I look. I'm a big dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 6'3", 6'4", something like that. I'm over 100 pounds, for sure. hey, what's up?
Well,
did you ever see somebody that probably shouldn't have tried to get in that little cart to go up? Because my grandmother was a little butterball of a woman, but she told me years ago, oh, I went up in the arch, and I was like, what? Grandma?
You would occasionally see the people that, you know, you didn't want to say, oh, maybe this is a bad idea for you.
Yeah.
But
no, you can't do that.
No, but then they would try to make it work. And I would say most of the times they worked out successfully. Every now and then you have the guy that would go, they would just take one look at it and just go, no, I'm not getting it.
So they knew their limitations.
Right. But
okay.
I mean, I'd be in there with, you know, any sort of college basketball team that came to town.
Oh,
they would
wow.
all come through there. So you're in there with these guys that are not only 260, 270 pounds, but they're also 6'8".
Or
and to
bigger.
See them, yeah, and to see them, you know, kind of get scrunched up and go inside of these little tram cars, that was a sight to see.
Wow. I guess I just thought about it. It's kind of like airline seats. They make them too small, and I don't know why they made those little bubble cars for the arch legs.
It's just the way that the arch was designed. It was the way they had to do that, yeah.
And again, I hope I'm not offending anybody, but it is a challenge.
It is.
You know?
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, but working there, you got to meet a lot of very interesting people. I met Rachel Ray, that a lot of people know from TV.
Whoa.
You'd see, one
just
of the guys.
Just on a family vacation she was here?
She was in town just shooting some video.
Okay.
I met one of the guys from NSYNC. I don't know who it is. My wife will kill me because she loved them, but one of the guys, I know that. Joe Perry from Aerosmith, met him.
Yeah.
Very super nice guy. So,
wow.
Yeah, you got to meet a lot of cool people. It was a great, great experience, and I would say it obviously helped me get into the business that I am now, because, you know, you got to talk in front of thousands of people today and just could be used to it,
right,
and, you know, kind of do a somewhat good job. So it helped me get where I am.
That is very cool. I'm highly impressed. More than what you do here for the for KMOX
well, yeah,
and everybody
absolutely.
Here. But,
yeah, yeah.
I'd never known personally a National Parks tour guide. That's,
there you go.
Did you ever get tired of saying the spiel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, don't go there. Let me ask you this. What's the most fascinating thing that you learned about being a tour guide at the Arch? Just anything stick out in your mind?
I didn't know for years that it was as tall as it is wide. And that,
what?
Yeah, 630 feet tall, 630 feet wide.
I've heard that, but didn't believe it.
It doesn't look like it, but that is the case.
That is true.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I always want to go out there with a tape measure just to see if they were right.
You've never done
no,
that.
No, I know. I wanted to.
Did they ever let you change light bulb on top?
No, I would not want, you know what? I know people that have done that, and I would not even want to see that be done.
Wow. What stories. Dave Klein, producer extraordinaire here at KMOX and helping me with this show. Thank you for that. That's very
absolutely
interesting. So we are, this was supposed to be about Chester. We're going to be talking to Chester Lampkin coming up this hour. Also, George Mahey of St. Louis Magazine talks about, places to go for Thanksgiving dinner so you don't have to do the cooking. It's all coming up at your service. I'm Bo Matthews on KMOX.
Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
Is the voice of St. Louis, KMOX, at your service. My name is Bo Matthews, and as we are getting days away from Thanksgiving, I saw the article in St. Louis Magazine. Maybe you did, but maybe you didn't. We have the dining editor from St. Louis Magazine, George Mahey, on the line to talk about options and all kinds of options for Thanksgiving. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, I was looking up and I couldn't find stats for 2019, but last year the average Thanksgiving dinner is not too shabby for all your classic Turkey Day foods, enough to feed 10 people plus leftovers is just about $50, $48.90 on average is what they say, which is actually pretty reasonable. I mean, you think of how many times you go out to eat and it's like, wow, what kind of groceries could I bought for that bill?
It's true. I mean, unfortunately, poultry is very inexpensive, and it definitely plays out at Thanksgiving. It's one of the cheaper, nicer meals that you can do, in my opinion.
And the leftovers are awesome.
Oh, you got to have it. That's mandatory. Yeah, Thanksgiving without leftovers that could be a big problem.
And that's always been my tough part, my tough decision for going out to eat. It's like, well, I can't make a turkey sandwich later. I can't have it tomorrow or the next 7 days.
That's a consideration. And I think with some of these folks, you can just say, you know what, for a little extra, can you just pack me a little something? And most of them will do it.
Right.
And I think it's a great idea because that's a big part of it, let's face it.
It's just my wife and I. I mean, we have friends, obviously, in St. Louis, but we don't have, you know, family members that we go. So my wife and I, you know, we tend to do a two-people party at the house. I've done variations of deep frying a turkey to the, you know, oven bag turkey, which are both incredibly delicious. And, you know, we usually just kind of lay low. But this year we're actually talking about going out. That's why I started searching for your story on, okay, where do you go? I would love to talk about some of the options that we have as far as the restaurants go that are offering. Because, of course, people can, you know, call up their local grocery store and get the box dinner, which is a good plan. But if you're running around, you want to go out to eat, that's definitely why you wrote the article.
Right, and I did that for the first time last year. We actually went out, and it's quite easy. There's no dishes, and there's no muss, no fuss. So, yes, we've put together a list. It's at stlmag.com online, and it's kind of, I think we did a different, we took a different approach. We went in order of price point, to most expensive, because I think that's important to some people. Some people want to splurge. They want to go all out, and some people don't. And so we kind of did it that way. We started with the casinos, which is a place that a lot of people don't even think about on Thanksgiving, and they're all, you know, casinos are always open, and all their they a lot of them tend to really kick it out on Thanksgiving Day, and there's buffets at most of them. And they're, again, casinos are, you know, their pockets are pretty deep, so they can afford to roll out a really nice spread for under $30 a person.
And what's really cool is there's entertainment attached to that. You get done with dinner, or you're waiting to get dinner, you can go and, you know, play a little bit if you want to. It's really a great, all these great locations of casinos, you know, you can call your friends and go, hey, we're going to meet at Ameristar, or we're going to meet at River City.
Right. And the last time I was at Ameristar for a buffet, I mean, it was amazing. There were food stations and carving stations and desserts over here and side stations over there. I went, this is crazy. And again, the price is very reasonable. So that's an option that I think a lot of people just completely overlook. One that they don't overlook is the hotel restaurants, which, of course, makes sense. The hotels are open. The restaurants are open. And they tend to do either a buffet spread or a plated dinner.
Right.
You know, that's the other option. Again, that's why you have to kind of look at this article closely, because a lot of these price points are for buffets, and a lot of them are for a plated dinner. For instance, you know, and even then it gets, you really have to look at it closely. At a new place called The Last Kitchen at The Last Hotel downtown, which is just a great restaurant, their buffet is $60. But that includes tax and tip.
Oh, wow.
So if you back that out of it, it becomes, you know, well under 50, and that kind of puts them at the lower end of the hotel buffet line, if you will, price-wise. So you have to really look at these, this article closely, and really it's not something you can just breeze through, because there's some subtleties in there. And I do like a plated dinner. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you're in the mood for a buffet, and sometimes you just don't want all that volume.
Right, right. You know, I will say this too, George, is that, you know, one of the cool things about going out to one of these hotel restaurants for an event like this, Thanksgiving dinner, is you get to see the property. Like the Moonrise Hotel is one of my favorite places. I surprised my wife with a rooftop cocktail hour about a year ago. We had so much fun. The view you can see. And they're also doing a Thanksgiving buffet for $55 a person and $27.50 for children 6 to 12. And that goes from 1 to 7. So that's an all-day affair at the Eclipse at the Moonrise.
And that's a good point, too. A lot of folks don't want to eat their Thanksgiving meal at 11 or 12 or 1 o'clock. There's a lot, like me, I like a Thanksgiving dinner at dinner time.
Right.
Where can I go at 6 and 7 o'clock? And there aren't a lot of those places, but there are some. And again, these are listed too. We've got them listed, you know, we've got the times listed. So if you want a, quote, Thanksgiving dinner, you can find that as well. And I think, you know, all these, you know, there's a market for all this. And I think it's, you know, I think it's important that we were, as inclusive as we could possibly be. So that's, you know, those are kind of the standbys. And then I think over the last 10 or 15 years, all of a sudden, you're seeing the independently owned restaurants get into the game.
I love this.
And I think that's, you know, that wasn't the case, back in the day.
Right.
But it is such a big market, and it's so popular, and I used to do it. We used to open on Thanksgiving, but we didn't force the employees to work. We said, hey, if you guys want to work today, we're going to open. And there were, you know, folks that were stuck in town or didn't have anything to do, or, you know, hey, we'll work early and we can still go do something later. It was just a great way to go. And a lot of restaurants now are doing the same thing. And again, some buffets, some plated, there's a couple that there's one out in St. Charles. It's called Pangea in Newtown. It's a lovely little restaurant by a female chef, Jessie Gilroy. And she's the only one I know that's doing a Thanksgiving meal, but doing it family style.
Oh, I love that.
Just like you would at home, big platters of food, and you pass it around the table.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a great idea. I wish more people would do that. It kind of keeps the spirit of Thanksgiving. And it's $23 for adults, 12 for children, and you can do vegan or vegetarian options if you call on the head. I think that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
So there's your there's yet another option.
We are talking to the dining editor of St. Louis Magazine, George Mahey. And you mentioned you had been to the Capitol Grill for a Thanksgiving dinner. I was just there for the first time a few weeks back. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. So their Thanksgiving, they are also on your list on St. Louis Magazine. $43 a person, $15 for children for your Thanksgiving meal. And plus they have the full menu available as well.
And right. And I think that was, we did that last year. It was wonderful. And it was different. Again, you don't think, when you think of a steakhouse, you know, Thanksgiving dinner isn't the first thing you think of, but most of the steakhouses are open. Most of them do a dinner. It's plated. Again, it's not a buffet situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, the steakhouse, it's kind of a little dressier affair, if you will. You know, you're going to a nice place. And again, that's got its, you see a lot of folks, especially at the hotel restaurants, at the Ritz and at the Four Seasons, you'll see folks getting dressed up for the occasion.
I'm really glad you brought that up because, you know, a lot of people do their Christmas card photos on Thanksgiving because everybody is dressed up and you're ready to roll with your Christmas card.
It's so smart. And those are the perfect venues, the steakhouses and the Ritz's, you know, on the stairway there or in front of the fireplace. There's all kinds of photo ops And you're right. Let's knock this out too while we're here.
Absolutely.
You know, the family's gathered. Let's do it.
All right, George Mahey, dining editor of St. Louis Magazine. Thanks for joining us on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. And I certainly wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right.
If you don't believe me, take me by the hand. Can't you feel your warming up? Yeah, I'm your weatherman.
It's Bo Matthews at your service on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. And I saw this story on Forbes about questions that meteorologists always get asked. And I've known some meteorologists in my day, but I wanted to reach out to one and see, you know, other things that they get asked. Because I get asked all the time, being from music radio in the history of my career, it was like, can you get me concert tickets? Because I played music. I would not want to be a meteorologist because it seems like the first thing people want to say, you know, in a gentle way is, can you get it right or something like that? Please welcome from KSDK's Today in St. Louis, Chester Lampkin. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, so I knew Cindy Pressler fairly well, and so she and I have had this conversation, but it happens, and it's almost got to be an icebreaker for people because people will recognize you,
yes,
and they think the only thing you want to talk about in this world is the weather.
Well, it seems natural, doesn't it? And, you know, to be honest, most meteorologists are happy to oblige, but we do get some bizarre questions. And, you know, I worked with Cindy for a number of years, and she would say the same thing. And any meteorologist who's worked in St. Louis would say the same thing. You get to ask some very interesting questions.
I'm thinking. The first one in this Forbes article was, why are meteorologists wrong all the time? Well, that's just rude to me, number one, because it's not like you're in control.
Right, right.
So
yeah, I agree.
So why are you wrong? No, I'm just kidding.
I know, yeah. Why can't we get it right? I mean, why do they keep throwing us out there?
What do you say to that? I mean, in the moment, you're at Schnucks walking down the aisle and somebody's like, why are you wrong?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's a good question. It's tough, you know. You got to be polite because anyone who's asking you this is potentially your customer. It's a viewer. It's someone you want them to watch you and trust you. So you just have to be nice. Sometimes you have to just grin and bear it. Other times you just say, hey, you know, it's a tough job. We're trying to predict the future. And there are so few professions where we actually do that. And we do it relatively well. I think we're a victim of our own success.
You know,
back in the day when we were all growing up watching, you know, Bob Richards and Dave Murray and all the old school cats, you know, doing it. They had a 5-day forecast and, you know that fifth day was never right. And now we can almost tell you when the rain will start 5 days out most of the time.
Right.
I think that's pretty darn good.
It's not bad odds. It's better than a casino, I'm thinking. And you know,
yeah, for sure.
You know, yes, that the sportscasters don't get this kind of grief. Now, they may talk about sports, or they may talk about a specific game or a play or something like that, or the news, you know, the news reporters. But people aren't saying, why did you get it wrong to those guys? Yet they're doing that to you.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think, you know, people can be really passionate about sports. But I think the thing is that, I'm a big sports fan, especially Cardinals, you know, Mizzou. I love all the local sports or whatever. If a pundit says this thing, I'm just not going to listen to it, because you got to play the game, right?
Right.
But in weather, you know, it's completely out of our control. There's nothing we can do. So, yeah, it's a tougher game for us.
I've honestly said in the last couple of years, weather forecasters, please don't take any disrespect with this, is they can tell you what has happened, but they can't tell you exactly what is going to happen.
Right, right. And we're limited. And if you read the Forbes article, you know, Dr. Marshall Shepard, the guy who wrote it, he's a brilliant man, and he's on point about this. We're limited by physics, and literally everything in the world that happens has an impact on our weather. So we can't know what's happening in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where there's only fish and sharks. Like, we don't know what's happening out there, but that little thing, that butterfly effect thing, is so true. It could spawn up a storm that has a big impact on us, you know, 10 days down the road. And there's no way for us to know that. We're limited by the physics of a fluid, which is the atmosphere. It's crazy. It's mind-boggling.
I think it was explained to me one time that it's like predicting the weather on a cue ball on a pool table. I mean, because it's round, it's a sphere. Now go with that. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
If the flat Earth people, were right, that might make it a little easier on your job. I don't know.
Probably. That's a good point.
So, Chester, we are talking to Chester Lampkin of KSDK News Channel 5 today in St. Louis Star. How do you get up at 3:00 in the morning? Because when I see you early in the morning, dude, you are sharp. You are sharply dressed.
Oh, man, thanks, Bo. I appreciate it. It's tough. You kind of get used to it, in a sense, you know, only to a certain extent. But it's, I'll tell you what, 3 alarm clocks. That's the key.
Yeah.
3 alarm clocks.
and an account at Joseph A. Bank Suit Store or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
So one of the questions that I did find was interesting, and I want to know your answer, honestly, in this Forbes article was, do you believe in climate change?
Yeah, for me, it's not really, you know, whether you believe in it or not. I think it's more of a, these are the facts that we have. This is the card we've been dealt. And this is what the scientists, who are, you know, 10,000 times smarter than me, what they've been studying. I've taken a climate change class here or there. I've been to talks. I've read a few, you know, journal articles that are just peer reviewed, et cetera. And, you know, I understand the basics of it. I'm no expert, but the way I see it is, the experts are saying it, you know, especially when it's 97% of the experts in that field, you're probably going to believe that. I'm not going to bet against 97% consensus, as they call it.
Right.
To me, it's just like, there's no reason to chance it. Now, how much is the climate changing? Sure, you can debate that, but the fact is, it just is changing. There always has been climate change, but there certainly is something happening.
Of course.
Now, in modern history, that is never happened before, based on the science that we've, you know, we'd love to have it be wrong. It would be great, because then we could just go out and drive all the big cars and fly all around the world, and we wouldn't have to worry about this. But it's the fact is that, you know, we do have to think about the impacts on this one place we've been given. We
of
don't
course.
Have a second Earth. This is it.
And again, it's a sphere in the universe spinning.
Right. Right.
And there's a lot of elements at play. I get it. The other question that I got from the article in Forbes was, if somebody comes up to you and says, oh, my kid loves clouds, storm chasing, hurricanes, things.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to be a meteorologist one day? Because I want to compare this to people, children especially, that grow up and they love animals. They love cats. They love dogs. They want to be a veterinarian. That is the worst job to have if you love animals, because you've got to do terrible things to them, like shots and things like that.
Right.
Do you get that from people?
I'd say every once in a while I do. I do a lot of school talks. It's just kind of part of the gig, but it's fun. I like doing them. And we do get people who say, hey, you know, I've got a a little weather geek here in the house who really wants to learn more about becoming a meteorologist, and I'm happy to tell them, you know, the truth. Like,
right.
It is a fun job. Do I chase tornadoes? No. Do I name clouds? No. Am I out in the rain all the time? Thankfully, no.
No more.
you get your butt kicked too. You have to study a lot of physics and calculus. And I'll tell you what, you know, I went to St. Louis University. I got my degree there. And I'm not going to lie to you. There was a couple classes I had to take more than once. It was a tough degree to get.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I wanted you to just, this is like really hitting you from left field.
Sure.
That a lot of people think all meteorologists are on TV, and that's not true. And I know this from, industrial worlds, things that I've seen or whatever. Tell me just some of the other major industries out there that do have meteorologists on staff to help them predict whatever their business does.
Sure. That's actually quite easy because I know people in all these fields. I have friends and folks I used to, went to college with who were in the Air Force. There's a huge amount of meteorologists in the military, especially Air Force and to a lesser extent the Navy. I mean, those missions got to be completed somehow.
Yeah.
And in good weather, or at least you need to know what the weather's going to be. And then private business, consulting meteorologists, I'm sure the Cardinals, for example, they have consulted meteorologists that tell them whether they're going to have a rain delay or not.
Sure.
There's all sorts of industries. Education's a big one. TV is, I think, less than 10% or something or other like
oh,
that.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Meteorologists. Yeah, and the government meteorologists. I got to give a shout out to the National Weather Service office because, they do some great work. They're the ones who issue the tornado warnings and the blizzard warnings, et cetera, and they have a government office all over the country. There's one right here in Weldon Spring, right in the St. Louis area.
I think the first time I realized that meteorologists were privately employed, did not have to wake up, looking bright and shiny at 5 o'clock in the morning, was back in, when newspapers were the thing back in the 90s, let's say, and they had to get the New York Times to be printed here. Weather had to play a part in just producing that.
Sure.
So it, to me, it's very interesting. But, Chester, you are a class act, sir. And thank you so much for joining us on KMOX because I just wanted to have fun with it. And just, like I said, the article that you shared from Forbes magazine is actually a really good read. And it's from somebody that you really respect, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he's an upstanding guy. And I feel like there's a lot of people in the field like him who are doing some great science communication, and it's a great article, whether you like Forbes or not. I just think it's a good read.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, if you can't get a chance, go check it out.
Okay, Chester, enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you again for joining us on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. I'm Bo Matthews. We've got more coming up. Well, they didn't come to me with the name of this sale. I said it should be called the Rubber Ducky Sale, and they said, no, it's the Winter Warm-Up Truckload Sale. Here's the deal. When you go to Two Men and a Spa Dolly, if you're in the market to buy a hot tub or a swim spa, Two Men and a Spa Dolly in Arnold is where you want to go. I wanted to call it the Rubber Ducky Sale because when you walk in the showroom, they've got rubber duckies floating in one of the spas. You grab one, that's going to tell you what discount you're going to get or your option or an accessory. But what they have going on with the Winter Warm-Up Truckload Sale is a truckload of spas and swim spas. And the prices are phenomenal. They will give you free standard delivery, a free cover, free steps to get into it, and a free chemical kit to get you started. My hot tub right now is set at 102 degrees. It is ready for me 24 hours a day, and I'm in it every morning with coffee and at night before I go to bed. To see the selection of spas and to get directions to Two Men and a Spa Dolly, simply go to twomenandaspadolly.com and tell them Bo sent you. This is the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. My name is Bo Matthews, at your service. And as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving, I really do hope you can enjoy some of the holiday time, not have to work through it, not have to shop all the way through it. But it's cool because Thanksgiving are about traditions. And a tradition that started with me a long time ago with my father, because he was a Golden Glove boxer, was going to Guns and Hoses, which benefits backstoppers. I've got Greg Brown. He's the Eureka Fire Chief out there on the line to talk about what's going on and the great success this event has done over the years. Greg, welcome to KMOX.
Well, thank you very much, Bill.
Tell me, I've been hearing online that the online tickets are sold out. Is that true?
Tickets are sold out. It's our 33rd year of Guns N' Hoses, and this is the first time that this early we've sold out. There may be a few stragglers out there still. If you go to a hair saloon, I believe they still may have some at some of their locations, but for all intents and purposes, we're sold out.
Well, that's fantastic. And is that like, I mean, the same as the hockey crowd? I mean, it's filled to the rafters.
It's a full house.
I think what
over
you guys
18,000.
Did. I think what you guys did was really smart. I don't know how many years ago it was, but you guys added in not just boxing between the fire departments and the police departments, but you added in some MMA fighting as well, correct?
That's correct. We've got 15 bouts this year, and three of them are MMA. There is police officers and firefighters that are involved in that as well. There's 10 amateur boxing bouts between policemen and firemen.
Yeah.
And then there's two professional fights that are also on the card this year.
And if you're thinking, why are they talking about this if I can't get tickets to see Guns N' Hoses this year, which 33 years, that's a great run. There is another opportunity that you text me about last night to see it.
That's correct. If you go to STLGunsAndHoses.com on the website, you can find a link that you can watch. We'll be live streaming the event, and also on the website you'll see that it's actually going to get played on TV a few days after the actual event, but you can watch it live on the live streaming channel
on your phone or your device.
Yes.
Is there a fee to do that?
I don't have a good answer on that.
Okay, well, it's a charity event, so you might have to pay a few dollars for it. But you had mentioned something about Helen Fitzgerald.
Right. At Helen Fitzgerald's on Tuesday, the day before the fights, we actually have the weigh-ins. And it's just like you see on TV when you're watching, these big major multi-million-dollar fights out in Las Vegas.
Sure, sure.
It'll be 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. We're going to have the weigh-ins of all the fighters. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance with it. It's a great time. If you can't make it down to the show and you're going to watch it on your device on the live stream, you can come down there and you can actually see the firefighters and police officers that are fighting. You can talk to all the people that are involved. It in itself is becoming a great time and an event all on its own.
We are talking to the fire chief out in Eureka, Greg Brown. I am on the website now. It is a free live broadcast on STLGunsAndHoses.com, so we know that. This history of this event has done so many wonderful things. First of all, raising money to help a lot of families that have gone through hell. Can you talk to me about some of the stories that have touched you personally that Backstoppers has helped out with?
Well, you know, if you look, anytime there's a firefighter or a police officer killed in line of duty in the service area that the Backstoppers cover, the money comes to pay off mortgages, to pay credit cards, to do whatever they need, and also to make sure that the kids have an education. The Backstoppers is just an amazing organization that's been around for 60 years, since 1959, in the St. Louis area. It's, just everybody you can think of, every piece of our community contributes to the Backstoppers.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. I had the opportunity just about a month ago to meet the widow of the first recipient from the Backstoppers. She's in her 90s. Her husband was killed in 1960. He was a Spanish Lake firefighter killed on his way to a call of a reported structure fire. And I had the opportunity to talk to her. She's such a neat lady. And one of the things she relayed to me, she said, I still remember that day when the Backstoppers came to my door and presented me with a check. And they said, this is to help with whatever expenses you need. And if you need help in the future, we're going to be back and we're going to be there for you. We're going to help you through it. And her story was so amazing, how she so vividly remembers. And one of her children was there with her. She had three children at the time, three young children, when her husband was taken. And it was just a really amazing, amazing story that she had to tell on what it meant to her still all these years later. She was the first recipient that the Backstoppers helped.
Unbelievable. That's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. I know, and there's hundreds of stories. Sadly, there's hundreds of stories of families that have gone through a loss like this, of a policeman, policewoman, firefighter, fireman, firewoman.
Right. The Backstoppers have helped in those 60 years over 170 families that we've stepped in for. And there's still more than 70 families that the Backstoppers are working with right now.
Wow. Yeah, Elizabeth Snyder comes to mind as one of the more recent families that has benefited. Because you guys step up and you do this and you help each other out. So hats off to a great organization. Back to the event, though. Budweiser's Guns and Hoses is on the night before Thanksgiving. A lot of people oftentimes will, you know, go out partying or whatever, doing whatever they're going to do. But you guys have turned this into a St. Louis tradition like nobody else. I don't know any other city in America or in the world that does an event like this, and it's so consistent. Can you talk about who the MC is for the night?
The if you look at Guns N' Roses, we go back just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And to kind of answer your question a little bit, it's really kind of turned into the unofficial start of the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, the night before Thanksgiving in the bar industry is traditionally the biggest night of the year.
Yep, amateur night they call it.
Amateur night, exactly. Well, I can tell you, at the Enterprise Center that night, they sell more beer than any other event in the entire year. It doesn't matter if it's a Stanley Cup game.
What? Are you serious?
I am serious as I can be with that.
St. Louis, what happened to you?
That is the biggest night. Rock concert, basketball game, anything. That is the biggest night. And it's just so much fun with so many people being around. We have many guest ring announcers that come in.
I was one years ago. I was.
You have been in the past, and you know, you need to think about coming back to the fold, being part of the family again. And so we have presenters come in. You know, one of the traditions is Jackie Smith gets up and sings "Danny Boy."
Yeah.
And we do a traditional boxing 10 count in memory of those who have fallen.
Wow.
There's times in there where it's just great fun watching these bouts go on. There's times in there that really pull at your heartstrings because we recognize the individuals we lost. And there's four individuals this year that are being recognized. And I can tell you one of them was a personal friend of mine, Maryland Heights firefighter Chris Moore. He started with Metro West Fire District. He was with Eureka Fire District for a long time. Started as an explorer,
yeah,
and came up and was a full-time firefighter paramedic and eventually went on to Maryland Heights. Wow. And we lost Chris this year.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
So it's it's a night full of emotion, full of joy, full of remembrance. And it's one of the best times you'll ever be at.
Absolutely. I've been several times. Well, I want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving, and I want to thank you and every firefighter and a police officer. A big thank you for doing the heavy lifting to protect us. So Greg Brown, Eureka Fire Chief, thank you so much. We will, our paths will cross soon, I'm sure, at lunch somewhere down the road.
I'm sure. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners, and we look forward to seeing everybody at Guns N' Hoses.
Sounds great. If you want more information, go to stlgunsandhoses.com. That's Greg Brown from Eureka. Wow, what a day, and a lot going on. If you missed any part of the show today, you can always listen to it as a podcast at kmox.com, and please download that radio.com app. You can take us anywhere you want to go. Before we get out of here, I do want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, safe travels, and I will end the show with this. May our stuffing be tasty, may our turkey plump, May our potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May our yams be delicious and our pies take the prize. And may our Thanksgiving dinner stay off of our thighs. Not written by me. It was anonymous. I'm Bo Matthews. I will see you next week here on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.